Okay, now, do you remember anything about your grandparents, Miss P***? Where they were born, or?
Well, both my grandmother and father's, this were born in Butts County, but as to where I do not know, and so were my grandfather and mother. They were.
All right. How about their education?
I wouldn't know.
And what kind of work did they do, Mrs. Padilla?
They were farmers.
Both farmers. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, did you know your great-grandparents?
No.
Didn't know
No,
them.
I didn't know them.
Okay. All right, Mrs. Padilla, you said you knew something about the occupation of one of your great-grandparents. Would you tell us about it, please?
I sure will, because I think it's interesting. He was a casket builder, and many times they would come to him in the middle of the night for a casket to be built, and he would go out to build this casket, and then he would call my grandmother, who was his daughter, you see, and she would line the casket, dress it inwardly. You know,
uh-huh. Was this casket wood?
Yes, they were wooden. Uh-huh. There was no metal back in those days. And it's always puzzled me as to where they got the materials, because I know what China silk is, mm-hmm. but I didn't realize that it was back in those days. And there were just two shades, and that was black and white. Mm-hmm. And she would go across and then align these caskets, you see. I have a picture of him someplace that he had some little tools that he used, mm-hmm. you see. Has built in the dressed wood.
Okay. Your husband is dead.
That's right.
How long has he been dead?
7 years.
7 years. Okay. Do you know, and your grandparents came from Butts County. They were born here.
They were in Butts County.
Were they, do you know where the family originally came from, or anything about your ancestry that you would like to share with us?
Can't think of names.
They just, as far as you know,
so
everybody just came from Butts County.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Okay. How about describing the house that you live in, Miss Padilla? It's such a lovely house, and I'd like for you to describe it for me, if you will, please, ma'am.
Well, thank you, honey. If it's if you want me to just tell you about it, it's a real big house for one person to keep.
I'm sure it is.
Well, as for the rooms, I have four bedrooms. I have two bedrooms, a bath, and a kitchenette upstairs. And downstairs, I have little entrance hall, living room, the bedroom, two bedrooms, and kitchen, back porch, bath.
And a nice big front porch with some
and
nice
a big
rocking
porch,
chairs.
Yes. Many chairs.
Okay. And the room that we're sitting in now, Mrs. What do you call this room?
Well, we call it the living room.
The
but
living
I
room.
Don't live in it much. I live in my dining room, but we sit in the living room.
Okay. Now, how about the house that you lived in when you were young?
Well, it still is in the town. It's on Brookwood Avenue, and that was a seven-room house.
Two-story, one-story?
No, it was one-story, uh-huh. And a big screened-in porch and a big screened-in back porch. And
Did you have anything in your room that was sort of like a parlor?
Oh,
did you have
yes.
a parlor back then?
Yes, and this one piece of furniture here, Jackie, is the first piece of furniture that was bought for me when I first had dates.
Is that right?
That
what,
love seat.
A love seat.
A love seat. Mm-hmm.